You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, and Wynn Army Community Hospital. This is Kevin Larson coming at you with this special edition of The Pulse podcast, which is also being turned into a video for my friends here from Wynn Army Community Hospital at the pharmacy. I'm joined by Major Jason Cha and Sergeant First Class Blaine Markway, the OIC and NCOIC for the pharmacy operations here at the hospital, to talk to us about all the ways you can get your prescriptions filled throughout our footprint. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
So first of all, tell me a little bit about yourselves. How did you guys get started in military pharmacy?
Well, I was a prior service myself, joined the infantry 2007, came in, and, I love the military, I love the service. Going through, I know that pharmacy, helping people was my calling. Pharmacy was definitely an opportunity in order to do so. And, being able to practice medicine within pharmacy has been an absolute blessing. With the military, put the two passions together, it's been a pretty fantastic journey so far. I'm very much enjoying it.
Nice.
I joined the Army 15 years ago, and I was just going to do one contract and be done. And turns out I fell in love with the Army, and I love serving my community and serving patients and taking care of soldiers. And here I am 15 years later.
Very nice. Very nice. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, prescriptions. It's a big deal for military healthcare, big deal for our beneficiary population. I mean, any patient encounter generally results in a prescription being prescribed by the care provider. What are the mechanisms that our beneficiaries can use to get in to the system to get their prescriptions filled?
It's a very good question. So, Markway, you want to start us off?
Sure. So, we take our job at the pharmacy very seriously. We consider it our sacred duty to serve our community, serve the patients, and we try to do that safely, efficiently, and quickly for all of our patients. And we have several options that patients can use. There is the old, somewhat draconian method of coming to the pharmacy, sitting down, taking a ticket, waiting for that patient interaction. But I think some patients aren't aware that there are other options for them. The big one that we're trying to impress upon everyone is the Queue Anywhere, which is essentially, it's the text-based system to activate their prescription. I like to think of the Queue Anywhere as a way to take out the, or rather replace that initial time waiting in the pharmacy, waiting to be called up. You can do it from the comfort of your home. You can activate your prescriptions while you're at the house. We'll fill them for you, let you know via text that they're ready, and then you can come back to the pharmacy and see us. That's just one of our options that we've got for getting your prescriptions activated.
So it's essentially like going to the kiosk, getting your number, sitting down, but you're doing it, like you said, from the comfort of your own home, from your smart device. It's like going to the barber shop, you pull your number there, but you don't have to sit and wait and watch other people get them their haircuts. You leave the barber shop, or you don't even come to the barber shop. You have a little app, a little log on system. Hey, I need a haircut. I'll wait for you to tell me when to come and get my ears trimmed. So it's essentially the same thing as that, eliminating that sitting and waiting. I can tell you, as a former beneficiary of Wynn Army Community Hospital and of military medicine and waiting for prescriptions, I would have loved if my mom and dad would have been able to get this kind of service back then in the day, instead of having to physically wait at the pharmacy to be called to the window. Absolutely great that there is a mechanism now where people don't have to wait in person. And that's essentially what we're trying to avoid, people coming to the pharmacy, right? We don't want them to physically come to the pharmacy right after their provider prescribes them their medication. We want people to take that tactical pause, essentially, and do the Queue Anywhere. Is that right?
Yeah, we're aware that no one wants to wait. Everyone is, you've been waiting in the hospital all day. You've been waiting to be seen by the provider, waiting to get images taken. We don't want you to wait anymore. And so people got busy lives. They got families and kids. And we offer this as an option to those folks. So yes, absolutely. Cutting down on that wait time. And it's a great thing.
So that's if they have their prescription filled by a provider here at Wynn. What about off-post providers? Do do they have a mechanism to get into the queue anywhere system?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So for patients that are, let's say they see off-post provider, whether, you know, depending, no matter what beneficiary type, as long as the medications are electronically submitted to our pharmacy, we have additional information within the pharmacy that our patients can receive that has all the different information and ID numbers the provider needs in order to electronically and safely send their medication over electronic means. Once we've received that medication, it's just like any other internal provider. They can activate the Queue Anywhere using the currently, in its current form, a text-based system. And again, this Queue Anywhere is, it's not a complicated app. It's not something you have to download. It's very much, it's very similar, as you mentioned. It's a text-based platform. And as you mentioned, just like some retail haircut places, or even I went to a resort, the roller coaster resort, you know, they had that to get in line for certain rides at certain times. And so I didn't have to wait for the amusement park rides. And so it's similar in that sense. For the off-post provider, though, they go down that process. They, again, very similar to a patient being seen in the clinic, they can, as soon as they confirm that the provider has transmitted electronically the prescription, even walking out to their car, let's say the doctor's office is in Savannah, they can then get in line there by activating the services, and then that will send that information to our pharmacy team. We have two teams, one in the front that deals with the front-end patients, the traditional pharmacy way, and in the back, we have a dedicated team focused on that. And the whole point is to make sure that we improve the patient experience. We, out here at Wynn and within the pharmacy, we definitely understand that pharmacy wait times are a very important aspect. It's one of the things I think about every day. And I know not every day we don't hit the mark, but we are striving and trying to leverage this technology to give our patients an opportunity to find ways that they can save time. They can go out and go to the groceries. They can go out and wait for the biggest thing, though, for either case, is that they wait for the text message for them to come in. Once they get that text message, they can come right on in. They let the system know I'm here and the text-based app, excuse me, and that will notify our team, and they will get expedited service, so they're in and out. My goal is to get them in and out as soon as possible, because we understand that waiting in the pharmacy for our patients, it's, you know, they worked very hard to earn their beneficiary status through self-service, self-service through a family member. All those things matter to us very much. And so we want to make sure we honor their commitment, sacrifice, and do everything we can. We understand that resources are tight, staffing can be tight, but we are a dedicated team, and we have the support of this hospital and the leadership here to make it happen. And we do appreciate the patience and understanding of our patients. And we don't always get it right, but we appreciate the opportunity for the patients to let us know. If there's opportunities for improvement, we will definitely take the time to listen. And every day we're trying to be a little bit better for them to meet that mission.
Nice. So like you said, there's that dedicated backroom team working on the Queue Anywhere prescriptions. And then you got the front room team working on the more traditional, hey, I'm going to go directly to the pharmacy and sit and wait after pulling my number and wait. And the point being, what you mentioned about the off-post provider in Savannah, they can walk to their car, they can use Queue Anywhere, fill in their prescription details, confirm that it's there, and then they don't drive directly from Savannah here to Wynn to get their prescription. They can go drive to a coffee shop, sit down, have a coffee, drive to the grocery store, get their groceries. It's waiting for that confirmation text to come in, having that tactical patience again, waiting until, hey, your prescription's ready, and then driving to the pharmacy and then texting, I am here, once you're physically at the pharmacy, to have that backroom team interact with the front room team to pass on the prescription.
I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, the allowing them to have the opportunity to fill it in the back end, it actually improves pharmacy wait time experience by a lot. Mm-hmm. Imagine not having to see a patient, calling them up, sending them down, and having to reset. The technician there has multiple processes that they have to do for each patient, which causes significant delays over hundreds, if not thousands, of patients.
Right.
When one person is dedicated on receiving electronically and going back, it works out really nicely. Now, the DHA standard right now for this is within 2 to 3 hours, they would get a text message back. Now, for those that can't wait 2 or 3 hours, we understand that emergent, urgent needs happen. We encourage them to come to the pharmacy, grab a ticket, and sit down, and then we'll treat them just like we always do, within the queue, and try to take care of them accordingly within that time. I understand not everyone can utilize it every time, but this is a service that we definitely want everyone to be educated on and able to be used. Now, if they do come, the hard part is, you know, driving from Savannah, depending on traffic, could be an hour, could be longer. Maybe they have other errands to run. That's an easier sell as long as the provider electronically submits the prescription. The challenge comes when the patient is coming from within the hospital. Let's say they get seen in primary care within the WIN. It's tempting to get in the queue and thinking that it'll be expedited service, but because the teams are segregated and how we deal with the process that we have, if the patient does go to the front and try to check in or pull another ticket, which would duplicate the number of tickets,
right,
the front-end team would be a little confused. It would cause a little bit of confusion because they may have to check, walk back, check the system.
Right.
And so what it does is it delays other patients within the front. So the whole point of sitting down here is to try to explain it in a format that our handouts and posters probably don't do a good job educating right. The patient. Yeah. Any thoughts on this, Mark? Well enough?
No, fantastic. I'm good, sir.
Yeah, fantastic. So, but with that, I mean, that's basically for the in-clinic or off-post using the queue anywhere. Now, we've talked about patients using it to pick it up in the pharmacy. And the pharmacy has, you know, the posted hours that it currently has right now.
Right.
Now, for those patients that, again, we talked about that need an urgent emergent, they definitely can walk in. But we like, you know, we also have another service, though, that they can use the vehicle. So let's say I'm a person, regardless of what status or, you know, what type of beneficiary, I can't make it in the pharmacy posted hours that we currently have.
Right.
But I still want them to work on the medication, and so I can get kind of a quick pickup. Or I just don't want to go to the lobby because, certainly there's a lot of patients there, people. I want to keep my distance. Maybe I'm not feeling well. And I don't want to, you know, spread any type of sickness. And so I'm considerate of that. In which case, we have the script center. Mm-hmm. Now, the script center is part of part of the family of where you can pick it up. Think of it as like, people call it a vending machine. People call it, but really it's like a little mini pharmacy.
Right.
And this little mini pharmacy has the ability to have 24/7 access.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's one of the great benefits. If I, as let's say, an active duty soldier, am not able to because I'm stuck at work,
right,
I could maybe come by and go to the posted location of the pharmacy script center, and I can pick it up in the evening at my own time. I could pick it up in the morning before PT on my own time. It's 24/7, so if I put in the request on Thursday or Friday, I could pick it up on Saturday or Sunday because I would have more time. And basically, all these things are not trying to, we're not trying to push patients and force them to do something that they don't want to do. These are services that we truly believe will improve access to care, will give them opportunities that works with their schedule. Now, I understand that the pharmacy has a reputation, whether it's this location or a beneficiary or family has gone to a prior location, they may have some preconceived notions about pharmacy wait times and the services. Being on this side of the fence, running a pharmacy and then just having the volume with an unpredictable volume and request with the resources that we currently have can be kind of difficult. But I think with utilizing these services to include the script center can really improve access to care and really be beneficial for the patients. The only thing about the script center is that we generally can't fill it the same day. What we do is when we finish the medication, we'll fill it the next day. So even if it is a Friday, unless there's some type of emergent situation, we'll stock it in there that evening. And so that on Saturday, they could pick it up. But if they did it on a Tuesday, you know, we ask that they pick it up on the Wednesday. So that would be for patients that are able to do it for the next day. Queue Anywhere is more of a same day. And for those that have questions about whether they, let's say you did the queue anywhere and we did fill it and you couldn't make it in, because that happens all the time.
Mm.
We already finished the medication and we store it inside the pharmacy so that you just have to get a ticket and either you get in line again the next day on the posted hours that we have for the queue anywhere, and then it'll already be ready. And so you'll get a faster notification that it's ready. You can just come pick it up, or you could just come to the pharmacy, depending on where you chose, and you could just ask for it. Because we don't put, we keep the medication for approximately 14 days. So that is another opportunity as well. That's good to know. And a lot of people don't know about that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I myself, I use an off-post, obviously, because I'm a DOD civilian nowadays. I use an off-post pharmacy, and there are often times that I can't get to the pharmacy in the posted hours. So I'll go there whenever I can, and they'll have the medication there waiting. They do not, however, have that option of the essentially the vending machine, which is very much like at home improvement stores where you say, hey, I need a weed whacker, but I don't want to come in and buy it. Hey, can you stuff it in that locker that you have up front? And then they send you the PIN code when the order is fulfilled, and you go up to the locker, punch in the PIN code, and the door magically opens, and there's your weed whacker. So the script center is very much the same thing for prescriptions. I think it's important to say that, you know, if you get your prescription here and you're going to use Q Anywhere to fill it, that it's not magic. It doesn't automatically mean, hey, I'm here at Wynn, I just saw my doctor, I'm using Q Anywhere, my prescription should be instantaneously ready. There has to be that lag to fill the prescription, to do all the safety measures that we have to do to match the what's being prescribed, the dosage, the identifiers, all those things that you guys have to deal with as the technicians, the pharmacy technicians that you know have to be done to make sure the patient is getting the right prescription. So it's not a magical, instantaneous, I'm using Q Anywhere, it should be filled within seconds. It still needs to go through the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, Kevin, you bring up a really good point. I think, generally speaking, you're looking at around 15 minutes or so per prescription, right? Because every single prescription, as I had mentioned earlier, we want to make sure it's safe. It has to go through all these different vetting measures. Are there contraindications with your other medications that you're taking? Does it interact with medications that you're taking? Or does it interact with other conditions you're experiencing? And it has to... Every prescription gets at least three sets of eyes on it to make sure that it's safe. So it's a really good point to bring up that it's certainly, we do our best to do it quickly, do it efficiently, but safely also. And safety is of the utmost import. And so, just having some reasonable expectations about the filling of your medications, I think is important for everyone to know.
Right. And then, of course, like you mentioned, Major Chow, the whole options that you have available to use, you can do the I'll pick it up when Q Anywhere tells me it's ready, or there's a way to use Q Anywhere to push it to the script center, which is the 24-hour vending machine that I'll pick it up when I'm able to pick it up at the posted location for the script center. I enter whatever identifying mechanism that the system requires at the script center, and then the door opens and there's my prescription. So we talked about the inpatient here and the off-post provider. What about refills? How does that work with Q Anywhere, the script center?
Sure. So I do want to clearly define that a refill is any prescription that you have already gotten filled before. Let's say you've been taking your blood pressure medication. You've been taking it for a year, right? The prescription that your doctor puts in for you is good for 1 year, and you get that initial fill, and then you get your three refills after. Then the doctor renews it that next year. It's technically not a refill anymore. That would be a renewal, right? So understanding the vernacular about what a refill is, the refill is you have an activated prescription with a prescription number, and there's refills on it, and right, you're ready to have it refilled. So let's define refill first. So when you want to pick up your refills, you've got the automated call system. You dial the number that's on your bottle. It's going to request some identifying information, your DOD ID, and it's going to want the numerical part of your prescription number. You enter those things in using your phone. You select which site you want to pick it up. You can select the script center as a location you want to pick it up at. You can do that all over the phone. Or you could use the patient portal. In fact, I believe the patient portal is much easier. You don't need to remember the prescription number. You just log into your profile, select the ones you want to fill, select the pickup location, and we'll have them ready typically next day. One other point to keep in mind is the Queue Anywhere text-based system is not for refills. Mm. I know that's a bit of point of confusion, I think, patients experience. So if you want your refills just using the automated call system or the patient portal, but not the Queue Anywhere.
Got it. So in terms of renewals, you have to essentially go back to your provider, or can they contact the pharmacy directly, and then do you guys go to the provider, or do they have to go back to their provider to renew their prescription?
So the best, and I don't want to speak for all the providers in the hospital, because there's varied, you know, is it dermatology? Is it allergy? Right? I mean, there's a bunch of things. The best option for the patient is to either present to the clinic where they are seen, or use, the patient portal also has the messaging system. They can message the nurses, right? So that's an option for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the pharmacy does not have prescribing authority on things like blood pressure medications, maintenance medications, things like that. So if you're the patient and you need that renewal, your best option is to contact the provider's office where you're seen.
Very good. Now, we've talked about all these various mechanisms that are available to fill, refill, and renew prescriptions. What if there are issues using the Queue Anywhere system, or there's issues with the script center, or there's even issues in person if you do the traditional means of filling a prescription, which we're trying to avoid? We're trying to direct people to these new mechanisms. You know, you go and you pull your number and you sit and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, which isn't necessarily for everyone and shouldn't be necessarily for everyone. What if there's issues and the patients, the beneficiaries, have feedback?
So that's a fair question. So we acknowledge in the Department of Pharmacy that we are definitely subordinate to kind of the DHA IT enterprise. And with the rollout of all the different things they have done over the last decade, we understand that IT is probably one of the most important builds to focus on, because when it goes down, our computers go, our patients can attest to that it's not a fun experience. As a patient myself, you know, when the systems go down and my appointments have to get rescheduled, but then I have to get them rescheduled much later than I would like. We understand that it's the same thing in pharmacy. You come to the pharmacy, you need a medication, our systems may be down or have an issue. Specifically with your question talking about if they have an issue with Queue Anywhere. Now, we understand that Queue Anywhere probably does millions of text messages. I want to say tens of millions within a week's time, because it's all been, and every interaction counts as an SMX text.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking millions of text messages a day. And so the system does its best to accommodate all the different DOD, DHA sites. However, that patients will see a little bit of lag time when they use it. That can happen. And definitely they are trying to constantly improve it. If the system goes down itself, unfortunately, you know, they would have to either try again later or come to the pharmacy. It's one of those things. But let's say they use Queue Anywhere and they don't have a medication on file. So an actual human being on the other side of Queue Anywhere is there when they get that ticket.
Evening.
And I say, you know, I put in my information and I choose the pharmacy or the script center for my new prescription. The system goes to a person. The person in the back of the pharmacy, as we discussed earlier, pulls up that patient's information. And then they look to see in the last few weeks or so, depending, you know, there's certain ranges that we have for certain medications that we look and we automatically fill them.
Mm.
A lot of times, gosh, at least 25% or currently at this time, a fair amount of time, I should say, we see that patients, the providers did not send anything. And so that is an issue. The good news about the Queue Anywhere is that you can actually text back and forth. Now, I don't recommend patients text, information, because it's not in a very easy way to read. But we are able in the pharmacy to say, hey, I don't see any new medications. Or, hey, you know, I recommend you go back to your provider, ask them to transmit, things like that. And that allows them to, once they get that information, they know what the patient can do to kind of rectify the issue. If there's any big issues as well, they can always call the pharmacy directly. Part of our team is dedicated to answering the phone. We answer hundreds of phone calls a day with our tens of thousands of beneficiaries. I understand that there are many patients that we acknowledge that answering the phone in a timely manner certainly is one of the challenges that we face every day, and it is something that we do take seriously. With the hundreds, if not thousands, of phone calls that we receive, we just don't have enough people to answer the phone calls, because based on our patient population, that's why we're leveraging some of these IT solutions. It is a priority that we answer the call. So we do ask that patients call when they do have a question, and we are able to utilize that. Now, as more patients utilize the queue anywhere and other IT solutions, it will limit the number of phone calls that patients call and ask for us to fill medications, thus allowing those that really need to reach the pharmacy the opportunity to make sure they get a timely response for one of our staff members. And really, you know, really embracing these is going to alleviate some of the delays in care, whether it's waiting time in the lobby or whether it's a phone call waiting time or, you know, making sure they reach a person. I 100% believe, because we've seen it at other DHA sites across the U.S., that once we start seeing a utilization rate of, you know, 50% or 50, 60, 70, 80%, more than one out of two patients using this service for eligible prescription, they'll see a dramatic decrease in wait times, whether it's call reaching somebody or whether or not how fast they can get through the system. And so that's really why we're doing this. And right now we're in a transition period where patients are learning, our staff is growing, trying to get there. And I as long as we're willing to work together and communicate and be transparent about it, and certainly Sergeant Markway and I take extreme ownership regarding the process, is something that means very much to us. I know the hospital commander and our deputies are all online. And so we're new. We're relatively new here at this to the team, and we're definitely making changes. We're trying to move the needle. So I know our patients some of them would probably think that we're not there yet, but I assure everyone that we are taking steps to make sure it's better every day. Our vision is that we want to be the first choice for our patients, not because the medications are free, not because it's something that they have to do because the TRICARE forced them to come here, but we really believe that we want to be our first choice based and improve customer service that way. I apologize for the script center. If there's an issue there, they can always, if the pharmacy is open, they can walk over to the pharmacy. If it is down, luckily we do have a team, whether it's one of our fellow staff members or somebody that reports it up to through the chain of command. And we also have ways of remotely viewing its online or offline capabilities. We will then put in a work order to hopefully dispatch a technician as soon as possible to fix it. The script center does go down sometimes. And so when that does happen, that will cause issues. That's certainly a risk of utilizing that type of modality for dispensing prescriptions to our patients. But again, that is not as often as some folks might think. So I definitely think it's worth utilizing.
Absolutely. And I think you brought up a valuable point early on about how you yourselves are customers of this very process, because you're both soldiers, you're both obviously TRICARE beneficiaries, you use this hospital for your healthcare, so you're customers as well. So you want to make it easier, not only for yourselves, but because of your experiences, you know what the patients experience. And I think it's valuable for our patients and beneficiaries to understand that you're recipients of this very same process yourselves and experience the same successes and difficulties as they do. So I know pharmacy is sometimes a little, people lose their patience because they've been waiting. They want their medicines now. They want to go home. Perhaps if they realize that the technician behind the glass at the pharmacy wearing the green suit is also a beneficiary and sometimes experiences the same things, maybe that might build in a little bit of patience and grace. And then also your points about, you know, providing safe, effective healthcare and striving for that, moving the needle, you know, that's important to point out. that brings me to one of my final questions. You kind of touched on it already. What's the vision for this? Why are we pushing patients and beneficiaries that have, I don't want to say simpler prescriptions, but the less emergent prescriptions, the easier to fill prescriptions? Why are we pushing them to these routes? Who are we trying to essentially protect and give pharmacy time back to?
I mean, Kevin, the biggest thing that we're trying to do here is that when we leverage these IT solutions, and we work every day to make them better every day, we're trying to take care of the patients that have emergent, urgent needs. We're talking, we're looking at patients that may have a loved one that's deployed and they're taking care of their family and they don't have a lot of time or resources. We're talking about patients that have to drive a very long distance that don't have any other choice. Maybe they have a provider that doesn't participate in a lot of electronic prescribing, or they, for whatever reason, they can't utilize some of these systems. We're talking about patients that come out of the ER and they're not feeling their greatest on that day, and they just want to get those they've already waited a certain amount of time, gone through a certain amount of procedures or labs, and they just want to go home. We're talking about patients that, that have certain needs, whether it's a same-day surgery or coming out of the hospital, because we also take care of all the discharge medications as well. We want to, those individuals that don't really have a choice, they need this medication, and they need it, relatively in a very fast manner, because, we do care about that. If all those other patients that are eligible, especially the active duty soldiers that are definitely, have the ability to navigate some of this IT, which I think texting and, utilizing the patient portal is definitely, I have patients from all ages and all different backgrounds and all different generations that utilize it. If they utilize the service, what it does is it allows the lobby to be filled with patients that are only in those certain situations that absolutely need it. And once we have that lobby cleared out, in the back of the pharmacy, we can focus on just filling it for the ones that can utilize the service, a queue anywhere, whether they come into the main pharmacy to pick it up when we text them, or they utilize the script center for these, again, to pick it up on whenever they want to within the 24/7. Script center, of course, is the next day. Queue anywhere is the same day. And that allows, not only does it allow the higher risk patients, or the patients that, I just can't wait, I just can't use this service, that'll maximize their time. It'll maximize the time the patients that can use the service, whether they go back to work, whether they go shopping, whether they take care of errands, they can maximize that time. And what it does for our staff works so hard. It's definitely important to note that the pharmacy staff here is amazing. They do great things every day, and I'm definitely proud of them, and everything I do is to support them. We have a strong staff here, we can do anything. But they're at the window dealing with all sorts of patients that may not be having their best day. And could you imagine dealing with hundreds of patients at a window, and you do it day after day after day? It can certainly be a challenge. And so the third part of the win-win-win is that it allows the staff to get that opportunity to kind of have more of a break, and they can be, so that they can provide the best service that they can every time. So, I guess it's the winning way, but it's a win-win-win for both the patients that can't use it, the patients that can, and for our staff as well. We've seen it, and it's, this is not my idea. This is a DHA initiative that is supported with millions, if not billions of dollars. And we're just trying to fine tune it here at this location, but they have seen success in other places. I'm just asking other leaders and other people, other families and beneficiaries to give it a shot. All right. And I know sometimes they may try it and they had a bad experience. The queue anywhere didn't work. I waited 4 hours for a text message or longer. The script center wasn't loaded in a timely manner. It was down. I take full accountability that I chose to be here to run this pharmacy because I wanted the opportunity to make this kind of difference and make an impact for this patient beneficiary here in coastal Georgia. And so this is my mission, and it's definitely one that we take very seriously.
Agreed. Just one thing I would add to that is Being here in the pharmacy for as long as I've been, I've had plenty of experiences where I've had the opportunity to talk to patients who utilize these systems. They utilize the QAnywhere, they utilize the Script Center. And overwhelmingly, patients that utilize them have positive things to say, especially with that Script Center. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, just a short story, I was talking to a patient picking up her medications, and she said to me, and I quote, I'll never wait in the pharmacy again because I've got this here. And she's absolutely right. And so along with Major Cha, I would implore any patient to give it a shot, give it a try. And you might be surprised with just how well we can get your medications to you timely, safely, and without you having to wait, which I know the patients want. And we in the pharmacy want to be able to provide that for them.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So we're about to wrap it up here. Is there anything, gentlemen, that I didn't ask or you'd like to add to close out this podcast and video cast for The Pulse?
The only thing I think that was not mentioned specifically is that there are barriers to using QAnywhere, and that's really just a text messaging platform, which I believe most of us feel comfortable with the text messaging. If not, that's not a problem. They certainly can come to the pharmacy. We have no issue with that. With the Script Center, I think the biggest mental barrier with that one is that, yes, it is a next day, and we can't put refrigerated medications. We didn't mention that. It does not have refrigeration at this time. But the biggest thing is that some people think that they only can use it if they pre-register. Mm. Now, you can pre-register, which might be beneficial, because a lot of times for both QAnywhere and the Script Center, you do have to have the patient's DOD ID. We do see a lot of patients using their own DOD ID and not maybe the child or the dependent that they're trying to use.
Right.
And that causes a lot of confusion. So with the QAnywhere and the Script Center, having the DOD, some of us keep them in our phone or we write it down, but having that accessible is important. With the Script Center, you don't have to pre-register. You don't have to pre-register with the Script Center if you decide to choose it, because once the medication gets loaded in and ready for you the next day, then what it does is that once you scan in, it'll recognize who you are and it'll link it together. And so you don't have to register and memorize a prescription number. Where it gets a little difficult is that if you're picking up for a child for the first time and they don't have a CAC card or an identification card, then what that does is that they do have to remember their RX number. They might want to pre-register. It might make things a little bit easier. And so those are times where pre-registration may be a good idea. But again, it's not mandatory. They can choose that selection and just make it happen. So we definitely challenge our beneficiaries to give that an opportunity and really help the whole community as a whole as we try to really just improve the patient experience, the customer service, and just reduce wait times. And as Sergeant Markway says, pharmacy is not a commodity. I know a lot of people think it's the last service, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
People just at that point, they're done, right? And I feel the same way. And it's just trying to educate everyone that, I think maybe it's great that people take medications out of pharmacy for granted for safety. And, sometimes mistakes can happen, but we want to mitigate that as much as possible and make sure that we offer that safe and reliable healthcare that our beneficiaries deserve. And that's what we're here to do.
That's right.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for the time. And thank you for all of you. Thank you to all of you for listening. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. So that about wraps it up for this episode of The Pulse. Thank you, gentlemen, again for joining me and talking about this valuable resource, our pharmacy, which is not a commodity, but on the last stop for our beneficiaries. Again, thanks for watching. This is Kevin, about to sign off, but reminding you, help win-win by reducing your wait time at the pharmacy by using these valuable tools. This is Kevin, signing off.
Introducing QAnywhere, your stress-free prescription pickup solution. Just get in line with your DOD ID, select your pharmacy spot, and we'll text you when your prescription is ready. Text "I am here" when you're on your way, and we'll have your meds ready for pickup. Quick, efficient, and easy. For refills, call 912-435-6576. QAnywhere. because life's too short to wait.